Radio 786.
Assalamu alaikum, welcome to Radio 786 Sports Desk on 100.4 FM Studio. Yes, it's your host Armin Brink, and assalamu alaikum to all our listeners, wherever they may be. And we've got the likes of Nizam Carr. Yes, it's been a while that he's been on radio. He's been plying his trade in the UK for some time. He's back on home soil. We also chat to the new Cobras captain, Zubair Hamza, and also to Batanua Nasruddin regarding softball. But yes, I think we are joined now with Nizam on Zoom. Yes, assalamu alaikum, Nizam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Nizam, welcome back to the home soil of Africa, South Africa.
No, shukran, man. I'm glad to talk to you guys after so many years.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to be here, and it's always nice to be on your show, alhamdulillah.
Yes, Nizam, you know, you've been gracing our studios since the age of 15 already. I can remember the first time when you made the Grand Como week, you were in studio. And also, can you hear us, Nizam?
Yeah, there's just a small delay, but I'm saying I remember the first live interview I did, and I had my father with me, so I was very nervous. Luckily, I did a few. Alhamdulillah, I'm a bit okay now. Yeah. Well, hopefully, I'm going to be.
Yes, this is Nizam. We're chatting to Nizam Carr. And yes, Nizam, also, I must mention, since you left for the UK to play for Wasp, what a successful stint you had. Your following, you know, they followed you all over, and personally, myself followed you on the various social media, especially on the various networks. And, you know, there's a lot of interest in yourself, especially the people here from Cape Town. So it's nice having you on our show tonight and chatting about. But firstly, we just want to know for the listeners that knew you were in the UK, just a bit of your experience, rugby in the UK as going over as a young family as well, Nizam.
Yeah, it was, all I knew was Western Province, obviously. Yes. Growing up in Cape Town, played for Collegians, Primroses, and then moved on to Bishops and played, lucky enough to play in the Western Province sides. Yes. So for me, I was always blessed to be around Cape Town, because I do believe Cape Town is still the best city in the world.
Alhamdulillah.
But alhamdulillah, I had to further my experience and gain some more knowledge in my game, because I believe movement is success. And I didn't understand. I was very scared to, you know, take on a new journey, because when you're wealthy, you want to stick to it. And I always say, why fix something that, you know, you didn't have any problems with?
Yeah.
So I got the opportunity, alhamdulillah, went there, and I really loved my time there, alhamdulillah. And the people were so friendly. I must say, they made it really, you know, close to like something. But obviously, you always miss Cape Town, you miss your family. And I was fortunate enough to start, alhamdulillah, my own family. I've got a one-year-old boy now, was born in England. Yeah. And that whole process, that whole journey was, you know, fantastic for me. So all in all, just to put it in summary, I definitely see myself as a different person now, not only grown in rugby, if I could say so, but a human being, you know. Even in lockdown, you get to spend time with your family, and with a rugby schedule, you're busy all day. And so the only day you're off is on a Sunday. So to spend that time with them and, you know, get to know your wife better, it's a whole different experience. I'm really grateful for that opportunity over there. I would have loved to stay, but unfortunately COVID-19 had its own plans.
Yes, yes.
But I firmly believe that if you put your trust and your belief in Allah,
Amen.
You always guide it the proper way. Let Allah always, you know, take the wheel, if I could put it that way.
Yeah.
And then your career will go from, you know, greater heights you will achieve.
Nizam, salamu alaikum, it's Shafiq Noordin, how are you?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah, man. Glad to hear your voice again.
Shukran, Nizam. Listen, young man, tell me, what does it feel like from moving from a flower to become a bull?
Ek drano my ability Ek weet ek weer hier op die Zoom chat dat ek is nou 'n bil. Nou. En hulle sê mos die bulle eet nie van die vloer af nie, so we'll see.
That's a good one.
First test.
Yes.
Our first test is white. But look, as I said before, I never saw myself ever, even in my wildest dreams, joining the Blue Bulls. But unfortunately, this is a professional sport, yes, and I have yes. to put it out that you do what's best for you and your family.
Yes.
There's a lot of things going on in the world, and you know, people are struggling and going through hardships and difficulties. So for me to be here and do what I love, not many people can say that they are, you know, passionate about what they're doing. They go to work from 9 or 8 to 5 every yes. single day, but they don't love to do. So I'm very fortunate, you know, to be here. And I will obviously touch on a bit more about my teammates a bit yeah. later, how great and how friendly and helpful they are, and as well as the coaches. So I'm doing something still, you know, I love doing. I wake up every morning excited, you know, hungry.
Yes.
You know, I want more. Obviously, success, if I can say that way. So I'm glad to be here. Although it is in a different shade of blue, Mike is very happy.
Nizam, yes, we're chatting to Nizam Kaur all the way from Pretoria. Soos die man nog gesê het, hy is 'n bil by Loftus. But Nizam, I just want to take you back to the UK. Obviously, the experience you gained there, playing amongst so a lot of international players around you, and the makeup of you know, the players from down under, the Islanders and stuff like that, you know, yeah. various cultures. The impact it had on you as a person to meet all these people from all walks of life, obviously it must be quite an experience for yourself as a person from Cape Town.
Yes, it is. And you see, the biggest challenge for any player from South Africa to go abroad is extremely tough. Number one, you're leaving your comfortability, your no, my mom always pampoenkos for me. So all the behind and your surroundings. And funny enough, you miss like the small things, which is a bit more material, like your own space in your own car, yes. you know, visiting Prim or coaching here at Islam,
yes.
or whatever the case may be. But the biggest factor that everybody struggles with, and I can guarantee you 100% that everyone is suffering from this, is when they're overseas, you miss your family. That is number one.
Yeah.
But I've learned with the Islanders, the Fijians, Samoans, and all those boys, and even the English boys,
yeah.
they give you and embrace you like you, that you're one of these, you know, because you're so far away from home.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're having activities and, you know, to see a different culture and their religions. And no matter if you're white, black, blue, green, any color, anything is just, you know, a team culture. And that is what I like. And that is sort of what we're instilling here at the Blue Bulls. So for me to learn a different, you know, faith and the culture over there, it was wonderful, man. And they really embraced us as, you know, family. And I was lucky because Ashley Johnson was there.
Yes.
Willy LaRue, and also Juan de Jong. So ons het so lekker bietjie Afrikaans gepraat, even especially when as ons nou skinne, as ons nou Afrikaans praat voor die Engelse manne.
That's an advantage, yeah.
That's a big advantage, and that is the only time you probably feel like you have an advantage. But yeah. Having them there, you know, we could braai, which they call the barbecue. yeah. No, I was lucky because where I lived was in the center of England,
yeah.
Based in, and you know, there was a lot of foreign people in terms of Pakistanis, yes, Bangladeshis. Yes. It felt like I was in Belgravia Road and Klipfontein Road the whole time. When I was Kloma Lalkos, as Kloma Sita, there's so many things at home, and that was a big routine for yes. me. And as part is obviously Jumu'ah and all those things, you know, going to mosque. That was so big that helped me into performing a lot better. So when I first went over, I first googled, you know, is there obviously mosque and halal yeah, food, yeah, because yeah. you're going to a that you don't know.
Yeah.
And once I ticked that, I knew, alhamdulillah, ek is reg die, so hulle sê.
Nizam, on a personal note, is the passion and the desire still there? And I'm sure to pull that green and gold over your shoulders?
Definitely. If I think any South African, if he ever stops dreaming of becoming or playing for the Springboks, then I think you should stop playing rugby.
Yeah.
And that is my, for a lot of young boys, if you don't aim high, or if you just want to, there's no problem with having goals and dreams, but if you would like to play for, you know, SK Homers or Collegians first team, that is fine, but I always push them to push higher, because I'm from Mitchells Plain, you know. People see us as, they're not going to make it out of that community,
yeah.
You know, and I've had that first-hand experience. And even one boy at Bishops, and I don't mean now to put it this way, but I used motivation my whole life. He told me, and I remember it was the first break we had, the first interval, and he said to me, Nizam, you don't have what it takes, you know, to go all the way. And I remember I was, I think I was in grade 11,
yeah.
And I used that as the biggest moving or motivation tool ever. To help me, you know, get through the day, through training sessions, gyms, and waking up 5 o'clock in the morning and all of that stuff. So if you ever stop dreaming of becoming a Springbok, then I think definitely you should maybe change your sport. And I'm sorry to put it now that blunt, but that is the truth. We are so talented in Cape Town, and I'm talking about all our Muslim players, the colored players, the black players. There is so much talent that Western Province have, overflow of, you know, talent in Western Cape. I believe any one of us can make it, because if I can do it out of Mitchells Plain, then I'm sure any of those boys can become a Springbok. But in saying that, to be a Springbok, it's not just the end result. It's a massive, massive journey. Every day you must be a Springbok. That is not the way of a Springbok. As a vroeg opstaan, that is the way. That is the way you must do it. If you train by yourself, that is how you do it. So just tonight, I've been informed that I've been, they had the draft squad of 92 players.
Yes.
So I've been lucky enough to be in one of the they're calling it the green and gold team, playing on the 3rd of October.
I saw that, yeah.
Next week, so I've just been informed that I'll be playing on the flank for the gold team, inshallah. So it's not the spring team, but for me, it's a step closer to being, you know, involved with them. And that is the main reason I came home. Obviously, number one, my family.
Yeah.
And to play for the spinning box. So the passion is still there.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, I saw that squad that I wanted to ask you later on. Obviously, you're part of that 92 squad, and that is the cream of South African rugby. But just in rugby terms, Nizam, the UK rugby, especially the Northern Hemisphere, compare your experience with South African, say for instance, a Curry Cup or Super Rugby. Is there a big difference in the approach of the game, Nizam?
I must say they pay more attention to detail in terms of the and one-on-one work, the scrumming and how you bind and the lines that you... Then they might not be natural athletes.
Yes.
Where they think that it's like they more direct. It's more physical.
Yeah, yeah.
And league is one of the toughest leagues right now, because within one season I played 28 games, of which 26 I started.
Yes.
So I must say, week by your heart for your geld, taboo. So it's hard, and the difference with Super Rugby again is it's more faster interplay. People can step off both their feet when they're attacking it, and kick, chip kick, cross kick, do any sort of thing. You know, they can step all these things, whereas in England they're adapting more, but they definitely always work on their strong points, which is you know, the mauling game, because it's wet weather. And a lot of people said I would going up north because it's wet, it's slow rugby, it doesn't suit my game. But I thought, look, if you've got something special and you add it to, you know, the way they play, then sure, you're gonna, you know, enjoy yourself. And alhamdulillah, lucky enough, I had the best time of my life over there.
Yes,
I know, but that is game is, you know, on how it's evolving.
Yes, very, very good points, and also they do play a very physical game. But Nizam, obviously, talking about your game and how you fit it in? You just mentioned now the amount of games that you're playing. Obviously, it takes a beating on your body. So conditioning is very important. And a lot of guys think, yeah, professional rugby, you're just out there. But the most important is to look after yourself. Nizam, how big of a challenge is that? You know, as you say, they pay big money. But at the same time, it's hard work. At the same time, you must look after yourself and your body. How did this approach, this very thing to look after yourself, your approach to conditioning and keeping in shape for yourself?
For me, your diet is the most important thing in rugby. We do have, like for me personally, I do have, you know, bad meals here or there.
Yeah.
But I try and always be healthy because obviously it helps big time with your recovery. And I was, as I said before, they work with you in England more on a one-on-one basis. So they take your fat percentage, you get drug tested every Monday, and, okay. and obviously now with the cup, you get tested. There is no time for, you know, to, I wouldn't say enjoyment, but there's no time for you to relax because your opponent or your the guy working for the same position is going to be a step ahead of you.
Yeah.
And that's how I always saw it. So I always believe if, you know, you can be 90% talented, right? But that is not going to be enough for you.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, I always admire the Afrikaans boys for how hard they work. They put in 110% hard work. And then, you know, they don't have a lot of, you know, talent. But what brings them there is their dedication, their hard work, their sacrifice. And that's where I feel a lot of my people that I've played with, especially in like in, you know, the clubs that is maybe not in Super League A's, in the leagues below, where they more advanced. And that is straight me telling you, you know, straight to the point, I'm not going to beat around the bush.
Yes.
So important that you know, take care of your body, take care of your recovery. And one thing I must mention is whenever you step into the gym, you must leave there being happy and you know you gave your best. And one thing I've learned is never ever take it for granted. Appreciate it because you're not promised that tomorrow again.
Yeah.
And it's exactly for training, for games. Because in a split second, I mean, I tore my ACL, all my knee ligaments in 2012, and it put me out of the game for 9 months, the whole season.
Yes.
So let me put everything into perspective that, you know, you take care of yourself. A rugby career is short. You know, there's more, everyone say there's more to life than rugby. But for me, this is my life. This is my job. This is how I put food on the table for my family. To take it serious, and anyone out there who's listening, it must be like you obsessed with this game, with this beautiful game. And obviously, and I'm talking about now too long, but in saying that, you cannot be you know, good at all these things if you don't take care of your, you know, your salah and doing dhikr and always being remembered or remembering Allah, because that is the key to anything, to any business, any, whether you're a street sweeper, whether you know, playing rugby or the boss or CEO of any company, Allah first and the rest is all secondary and everything else is just secondary.
Yeah, we are talking to Nizam Kaur, and what an inspiration. I mean, I've never played rugby. I feel like now at my age, I want to start playing rugby, Nizam. But of course, I'll probably tear every muscle that is available and that's not available. Nizam Kaur has made a very, very pertinent point. He said that he brought his pumpkin flavor of rugby into the English rugby, and it's absolutely fantastic. Nizam, tell us, how ready are you for contact and how hungry are you now? Because COVID has just thrown the whole world globally a serious curveball that we are still battling with. And of course, you have to condition yourself, as you've made mention, that you have to have the desire to get up early, go to gym, be positive and keep going. But now it's crunch time. How ready and how hungry is the passion and desire for you to go out there and give it a go?
Yes, definitely. It's all up there. For me, it still feels like every time I play, it's like my first game. I won't probably sleep well tonight. I'll probably wake up.
Still butterflies.
Still butterflies. The feeling will never go away, I think. Yes. You know, I will still about 23 times a night. You know, that is the type of things, you know. Sometimes it's important you visualize the game, and then I overthink it too much, you know. But inshallah, then tomorrow again, then I'm more composed. Once I wake up, now you do your Fajr Salah, and then after that, I feel more relaxed and things like that. But after the first contact you make, obviously in the game, then everything else, you know, goes away. But the desire and the hunger, you know, just to succeed for me is still like I'm not playing under 9 rugby, you know. So it is definitely there, and it's definitely something that I don't want to lose. Yeah. I believe if you lose that passion and the butterflies and things like that, then you must probably, you know, pursue something else, because, you know, it's not exciting you anymore. Anything that excites you, obviously in a long way, that is the proper way to do it, I always believe.
And Nizam, you just touched on now, tomorrow it's a big day, Super Rugby Fan Day at Loftus. You're up against the Sharks, obviously. There's exciting players within the Bulls camp, exciting players that just joined the Sharks as well. I can hear you very excited about tomorrow, your first contact tomorrow, and I can tell you, people will sit glued to their TVs to watch Nizam Kar back on the park, especially here in Cape Town. I'm very excited to see you going out again for the Bulls tomorrow. But Nizam, obviously, with that excitement, your other teammates that you joined up now at the Bulls, how was your first week on training with the Bulls camp?
It was really nice. The first person I walked to was, he walked into was Jake White. Yeah. And then all my nerves was gone after that. I knew, okay, it is now by a rustig now, because I've met the boss, the club. But funny enough, I've played with a lot of the boys now through the Springboks, like Trevon Yakani, played with Dwight Dillon at the Thomas Corner, Hendrix, Gio Aplon, Arno Boata, your box. I've been around with them players. Yes, so for me, you know, how friendly they were, you know, arriving the first day and even up to now, and how helpful they are was me, you know, showing me where to live and where to get the halal food. And this is all Christian boys advising me where to get the stuff, you know, in Aldo Rain and in Lodium and all these things. For me, it was more like a family. And I felt from minute one like I'm valued and that I can add value to this club, you know. And what I feel appreciated that anyway, that is who I want to associate myself with. And there was obviously interest for me to go to Western Province, but I will leave that for another story. Suzik's global now, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. The kickoff is obviously our plus 4.
Yes.
So hopefully, you know, good game time and everything goes well for my team, inshallah.
Nizam, how difficult or how easy is it to adapt now from the English style of rugby, of course, with their type of weather, to the South African style of rugby again? I'm sure there is a slight or maybe a massive type of difference, and you have to adapt to that. Is it physical? Is it a mindset? How do you go about that?
Yeah, it's extremely tough. The things that I struggle with is obviously the high fault. In England, you were obviously sea level and everything was a bit easier. And I felt me and the rest of the players hardly got tired, because it's either raining, the field is muddy, or it's also extremely cold, so you don't build a big sweat. Whereas here, just in the warm-up with the Blue Bulls, ek is al nat gesweet al. And obviously in Cape Town, Mr. Brink mentioned that it's raining down there and it's a bit chilly.
Yeah.
Here it is hot every single day, so I had to climatize, get used to the high felt. So I think about a week ago, after 6.5 weeks of training, I only got used to, you know, obviously feeling a lot fitter now. I'm more sharper. I can get around the field a lot easier, because my game is based on being the fittest on the field, you know, making the cross vehicles breaking the line, if there's a line break, I need to be first in support and things like that. So I felt like my fitness 4 or 5 weeks ago wasn't nowhere close to where it should be, but now I feel a lot better, alhamdulillah. But I definitely like to acclimatize, because in England it's a lot easier. It's cooler weather, and everything is just suited for you. And I actually preferred playing in the cold weather, where it's wet, things like that, because you preserve your energy and things like that. So at the Bulls, it's going to be a lot tough. And with us, the Currie Cup season going through November, December, January, that is going to be, you know, tough on all of us, obviously, through the summertime.
Yes.
But we're up for the challenge. We've been training in this heat. So we are getting slowly, you know, a bit better at it, yeah.
Nizam, before we let you go, we just want to say shukran for taking time out chatting to us. But just before you go, any message you want to share with, you know, with the young matriculants that had no rugby here in the whole of South Africa? You know, it's a final year school. And also for our youngsters on the Cape Flats, and also most importantly, to greet your family here in Cape Town.
Yes, first of all, I would like to mention that all those boys who's not, obviously I speak on a daily basis with my friends of Primroses, Collegians, you know, all over Cape Town, and they're so frustrated and of not having rugby that it might only be starting next season, and lucky that it's open now so they can, you know, obviously keep fit. But for me, it's just a small advice is to, you know, stay fit, keep, you know, the focus, because once you get to that point next season, then you're going to hit the road, you know, extremely running, you know.
Yes.
So stay at it. The rewards will come, because I remember since before March, when we went into lockdown in England, I was training every single day and I only took off maybe the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, up to this point now with the Blue Bull. So, and that is only about, what, 6 months.
Yes.
There's people who train for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years for just a specific race or a specific thing in their life. So if they can do it or I can do it, you can definitely do it, you know, a lot longer than that. Then for all the young boys and those who are listening, you have to make sure that you're always ahead of your opponent. If you have that mindset, then you're always going to be finding yourself on a training field. And you're always going to turn down things that don't benefit you in terms of, you know, going out with your friends. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you find yourself, you know, occupying your time with things that is not needed for your career and not going to benefit you, then, you know, make sure that you go back to the drawing board, doing fitness. And if you can, for 3 or 4 months, wake up 5 o'clock every morning before you go to school, and school might start at 8:30 in the morning, and put a 1 hour session, that is when you are winning. That is the dedication and the sacrifice it's going to take.
Inshallah.
And you must train, but you can't just do it with your teammates, because with club rugby, you only train Tuesday and Thursday or Friday or something like that. So at least 5 times a week you need to train. And then obviously within saying that, your diet and your mindset has to be like a champion. And then lastly, I would just like to say a big shukran to my family, first of all, for always supporting me. They've been a great system, a great supportive system for me. Wherever I've played, they've always watched the games live. Obviously, they couldn't come to England, but they always watched it or live streamed the game in England. And then to all my friends and the aunties, the uncles, who has made a lot of dua for me, because I believe I am where I am partly because of all the good du'as everybody has made for me.
And
they're always wishing me well. They're always making good du'as for me. And I want to ask him to continue making that for me, because that is what's keeping me. I'm not representing myself anymore. It's about my family. It's about our community. It's about Lentegia, where I'm very... Most of my family loves there, that I, you know, admire for those people who's always backing me. And all the people who's going through struggles, you know, one day I will come, I will visit. If I could visit them all, I might just have 1 year off and example.
Yes. Nizam.
Keep the faith and keep, you know, inshallah, everything will go well. Nizam.
Yeah, Nizam, from outside, from Radio 786, we want to wish you all the best for tomorrow and all the success with the Blue Bulls. And, you know, we always got our back. We're following you wherever you go, Nizam. You are a boy from Radio 786. And you always had made time for our radio. And for that, we say a big shukran. But also tonight, I will ask Butan Azim to play a special rosa for you for tomorrow, inshallah.
Shukran.
Nizam, tomorrow will be the very first time that I will be supporting the Blue Bulls. So you can tell Jake White he's got an extra supporter for tomorrow. After that game, I'm back to being a stormer. So they can be lucky they've got my support tomorrow. So I'll be supporting Nizam Ka and then the other 14. And you have to forgive me for that.
Okay, no problem. Okay, shukran.
Afwan, all the best, Nizam. Yes, that was a nice chat we had with Nizam Ka, and all the best for him for tomorrow.